Well, Hong Kong's protest movement is taking no comfort from the first major comments of the year by their leader Carrie Lam to the territory's Legislative Council. She received a hostile reception as she outlined to legislators last night a vision to continue Hong Kong's relative independence from Beijing beyond the current deadline of 2047.
My view is, as long as we adhere to the one country, two systems principle, further advance its implementation and fully understand the importance that it is in line with the interests of Hong Kong residents, there will be enough grounds for one country, two systems to move ahead steadily, and there would be no change after 2047.
But she added, if there is loyalty to Beijing, that might be a possibility, and that's an alarm bell for protesters. She also defended police against claims by protesters of systematic brutality. Earlier, I asked opposition lawmaker and pro-democracy campaigner Fernando Chung about the combative and rowdy response to Carrie Lam's speech.
It is obvious that she was trying to appease our younger generation, to give them some sense of assurance that the one country, two systems will stay on. But everybody knows that she has zero credibility. The legitimacy of this government has completely lost because of her terrible governance. So these are empty promises. And that, as we have seen in the past 6 months, the police brutality has completely ruined Hong Kong. And I don't think anybody takes her seriously.
She also defended the police and denied there'd been brutality. That is still a serious wedge between the protest movement and any future resolution, isn't it?
Absolutely. She is turning a blind eye to what's happening on a daily basis, being a live stream shown on television. And everybody knows that the police are using way excessive forces than necessary. I think without correcting this main concern, I don't think Hong Kong will rest and that prosperity will come back. It is something that is totally unavoidable.
Still, it's been a long, long and painful protest process, no matter which side you're on. Is there a chance that some of the protesters might now say, well, actually, the promise of one party, two systems lasting beyond 2047 is worth exploring?
Well, the problem is the one country, two systems is already dead, as we have seen it through the extradition bill, that despite almost complete opposition from the population in Hong Kong, the government insisted on pushing forward until it became literally unexercisable. So I don't think anybody would believe in the one country, two systems anymore. We are absolutely defending, trying our best to defend our own systems. But we understand that the government is trying to destroy it.
It sounds as though the protest movement, after such a long and difficult time, has moved beyond the idea of one country, two systems. Is that a fair observation?
Well, first and foremost, we have to stop police brutality. We don't want that sort of violence to happen on a daily basis in the streets or inside the police detention centres. Of course, it has moved beyond the one country, two systems, in that we understand that without democracy, we could lose everything. It is so risky with our inability to protect the rule of law and the two systems. So it is something that we're talking about, some fundamental protections of our personal security and liberty.
And is there any sense of exhaustion setting in for the protesters because it has been very long and hard? Or do you expect that the unrest and the challenge to Carrie Lam and Beijing will continue through 2020?
Well, I think the struggle and the challenge to the current regime will continue. It may not take the form of street confrontation on a daily basis, but we have seen the district council election, which gave an absolute approval to the movement that it is a landslide victory for people who side with the pro-democracy protesters. So the awakening has happened. It will never go back. And perhaps it would not take the form of street fights, which is not something that people long for. But it will continue to be a fight between the two ideologies.
Fernando Chung, thank you very much for your time today.
Thank you.
The Hong Kong pro-democracy Labour Party lawmaker Fernando Chung.